town to play. People, let me tell you what he did.
Looking for a spot in that grand champion list? Share the challenger, and we're taking calls at 452-2444. Call right now. Hey!
On in the wagon of a traveling showmobile.
Yeah! From Cher, will she successfully unseat 100 pounds of clay by Gene McDaniels, or will she not? Who knows, right? Only you, and you are controlling the factors right now. Dial 452-2444. Dial it very carefully. Get that vote recorded within the next 2 minutes, because that's when I'm going to check with the man out front and find out how we're doing.
Watch the sparks fly tonight at North Star Speedway in New Brighton.
Ford says compare not only the cars, but the total cost of owning a car.
The closer you look, the better we look.
Hey, the closer you listen, the more fun you're going to have. This is WYOO's All-American Musical Revolution. Let's check with Gary Clotta out front, taking phone calls right now. Gary, how are the results coming between 100 pounds of clay, Gene McDaniels, and Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher?
Okay, just a second. I've got to check here.
All right.
And now that we've gone to Computer Central,
right,
I see that 100 pounds of clay has 36. And it says 117 for Gypsy, Tramps, and Thieves.
You gotta be kidding me, man. That heavy, huh?
I wouldn't kid you.
Here she comes, ladies and gentlemen, the brand new champion at WYOO with the All-American Musical Revolution. Working it out here at 452-2444.
Born in the wagon of a traveling show. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
I can't believe it, man. One mistake, and all the time I'm in radio. They go to a computer, so I won't do it again. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves now being challenged by Paul and Paula.
Hey, hey, Paula.
452-2444.
I'll marry you.
Sex Syndrome. Hey, Paul and Paula from WYOO. This is Jerry Brook, and golly gee, kids, in a few moments we'll find out whether Paul and Paula or Cher is the new champion. Stand by, friends. That voting continues at 452-2444.
The 34th hour of the WYOO Great American Musical Revolution. The prosecution rests in the Ellsberg break-in trial. I'm Art Snow with the 4 p.m. Total Information Report, brought to you by Summit State Bank of Ridgefield, 6500 Nicollet Avenue South, member FDIC. The government has finished presenting its case against the White House plumbers in the Ellsberg break-in case. The prosecutors wound things up today when they read previously secret grand jury testimony to support the charge that former White House aide John Ehrlichman committed perjury about the break-in at the office of Dr. Lewis Fielding, the Los Angeles psychiatrist who had as one of his patients, Daniel Ellsberg, the man who released the Pentagon Papers to the world. Meanwhile, the trial continues at a fast pace.
The trial continues moving at a fast pace. As Judge Cassell told the jury, we're ahead of schedule, and he said again the case should go to the jury next week. The defense called its first four witnesses this afternoon, including CIA psychiatrist Bernard Molloy. Molloy told of a meeting with Hunt, Young, and Liddy in August of 1971, a meeting in which Molloy says Young told him Ehrlichman and Secretary of State Kissinger had requested a psychological study of Daniel Ellsberg because of leaks, that the president was aware of it, that the study had the highest priority. Ehrlichman's lawyers pointed out, though, that Ehrlichman was not at the meeting, and Molloy added he's never talked to Ehrlichman.
Judge Cassell also denied a request by Secretary of State Henry Kissinger that he kill a subpoena directing Kissinger to appear as a witness for Ehrlichman. Kissinger said he knows nothing about the break-in and that his appearance would interfere with his diplomatic mission in Europe, briefing the Allies on the Moscow summit. Judge Cassell told Kissinger to be ready to testify if he calls him. Little change in the unemployment picture in June. The government reports that the rate of unemployment in the U.S. held at 5.2% in June, exactly the same as in May. Unemployment has been near the 5% mark since January of this year. President Nixon made his own assessment of his physical condition today and passed it along through new Secretary Ronald Ziegler. Ziegler told newsmen at Key Biscayne, he said to tell you he's in good condition. Ziegler continued, he feels fine. He's getting exercise and working this morning. He's catching up on his rest.
President Nixon, we're told, is feeling fine and was up early this morning and working here in Florida. This report, after the revelation late yesterday by Dr. Walter Tkach, the president's physician, that Mr. Nixon had been warned last month that the phlebitis in his left leg might cause his death. Dr. Tkach, however, says the blood clot is now fixed to that vein in Mr. Nixon's leg, and the danger of its breaking loose is now past. The president, we're told, talked by telephone for 20 minutes this morning with Secretary of State Kissinger, who is in Rome. Mr. Nixon also called his daughter Julie to wish her a happy birthday.
Ralph Ginsberg rides again. Ginsberg is a magazine publisher who spent six months in jail on federal obscenity charges. Today, he announced the reappearance of his magazine Avant Garde, which folded while he was behind bars. He said it will be a triumph of beauty, love, and truth. It will be serious, outrageous, and joyous. It will be a biweekly that costs $9 a month. His listeners knew what he meant. He knew he meant it all because the announcement was made in Ginsberg's New York office, where he sat in a bathtub wearing a mustache and a derby while employees poured 92 bottles of champagne on him. Congressman Albert Quay of the 1st District field for re-election today in St. Paul and said he may be in for the toughest race since he was first elected to Congress in 1958. A Minnesotan has become the first person to sail the length of the Mississippi River. The 26-year-old sailor, Eric Drucker, of Fridley, began the trip May 18th in St. Paul and docked at the Jules Sherbert Marina in New Orleans, Louisiana. He will dock there tomorrow. Drucker's trip wasn't smooth sailing by any means. His troubles included waves up to 8 feet high, severe thunderstorms, downed power lines blocking his path, and flooding that prevented his scheduled docking, just to name a few of his problems.
The Summit State Bank of Richfield wants you to know why its customers are happy customers. Summit State Bank of Richfield, 6500 Nicollet Avenue South. Member FDIC.
American teenager Chris Everett is the women's singles champion of Wimbledon. Chris became the youngest girl to win the title in 22 years at 19 when she whipped Russian Olga Marozova 6-0, 6-4 in today's championship match. Chris's fiancé, Jimmy Connors of Belleville, Illinois, and veteran Australian Ken Rosewall meet tomorrow for the men's title. Not much going on in the National Football League Players Association strike, just the usual charges, countercharges, and legal maneuvering. NFL owners made a bid to halt the strike until a ruling by National Labor Relations Board, but that was turned down by the players. Minnesota Twins, 3-1 winners last night over the Texas Rangers, face the Milwaukee Brewers in Milwaukee in a doubleheader tonight. It'll be Vic Albury and Dave Gultz on the mound for the Twins. One game played this afternoon in the majors, first game of a doubleheader, Chicago Cubs over the Atlanta Braves 4-1. And Rod Carew, Minnesota's second baseman, and Oakland A's outfielder Reggie Jackson are the only members of the American League to receive over 1 million ballots as the balloting enters its final days to select the All-Star team. Cool your summer. Visit the Summer Pops Ice Festival Monday, July 17th at 8 p.m. at the St. Paul Civic Center Arena. It's an entertainment spectacular with all the proceeds going to the Twin City Figure Skating Association. Twin Cities weather fair this afternoon, a high near 90, occasional cloudiness tonight, slight chance of a thunder shower, and a low of 63. Summit State Bank of Ridgefield, 6500 Nicollet Avenue South has brought you the news. Sunny, 89, the current battle champion, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves. At 4:05, I'm Art Snow.
It's WYOO's Great American Musical Revolution.
The battle lines are drawn at 452, 2444.
All right.
452. 2444.
There is the number indelibly impressed upon your mind forever. Gary, between. Hey, Paula, Paul and Paula. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher. Who took it?
452.
The computer burned out. There were so many votes. Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves had 221. Hey, Paul by Paul and Paula had 90.
All right, we now have another, well, not another champion. Same champion, same tune. Third time in a row, defeating all comers. Heavyweight from Cher on the All-American Musical Revolution. WYOO's Jerry Brook Affair.
On in the wagon of a traveling show, my mama.
Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves by Cher. The brand, well, I keep saying brand new as if it had never happened before. That was her second go-round with a contender. And ladies and gentlemen, in a few moments, we'll find out who her brand new competition is and whether or not they can bump Cher from the throne she now holds as the current champion on WYOO's All-American Musical Revolution. The July 4th weekend celebration continues at Minnesota National Speedway in Elko.
It's for you here at Merritt Chevrolet, Interstate 94 at Century Avenue on St. Paul's east side.
Bunch of rowdy devils, aren't you? The challenger to the throne of Cher. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Steppenwolf, born to be wild. Give us a call on the All-American Musical Revolutionary Line. 452-2444 and call now. Get it. Steppenwolf putting the moves on. Babe Born to be Wild is the name of the tune at 416. In the afternoon, my name is Jerry Brook, and this is the All-American Musical Revolutionary Weekend. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how the voting is going on. Let's check in with the front desk here. Gary, are you on hand there?
Okay, I'm here now.
All right, now. I'll tell you, I'm still not completely recycled in here, so we can spend a couple of seconds. How was the voting generally? Was it heavy?
Yeah, it was pretty heavy.
Okay, that gives me some hope. I'm not very much of a Cher fan ever since she left Sonny, you know what I mean? And, I mean, really, guys, you know, maybe
I
she
think
was,
I understand the
maybe,
way you feel. It. On your end, I got the voting all added up now, and
well, I don't want to hear about it. I want to talk about Cher, and
talk about Cher. We'll talk about Cher then.
Okay. Whose show is it? Yours or mine? Oh, don't forget, I've got the switch in here. I can shut off your water at any moment. Be careful,
okay.
Take you down to the car wash and open your mouth. Go ahead. What do you got out there?
Okay, Steppenwolf and Born to Be Wild got 93, and Gypsy's Tramp and Thieves by Cher got 42.
Ah ha ha! Brand new champion. I'm at all, babe. One more one. Steppenwolf with that good sounding tune, Born to Be Wild. 4:17 here. The Jerry Brook Radio Affair from your all American revolutionary musical station, WYOO.
Get your motor running.